At the Ag Media Summit, I am visiting with the chair of the committee that puts on this great conference here in 2014, Jennifer Carrico. Jennifer, why don't we just start out with a little bit of background on what you all have to do in order to get us to this point.
Okay. Being on the steering committee is a commitment of at least a year. This is my fifth year on the steering committee. We have different committees that include Info Expo, sponsorship, program, and then, of course, we have wonderful staff that actually executes all of our plans that we make as a committee. And we visit the facility in the fall prior to coming here in the summer and do a little walkthrough, make sure everything's going to work for us, and make any changes. And of course, there's always last-minute changes, but I have to say that our staff is fabulous, and it's really a well-oiled machine at this point.
Yeah, I think once we became the Ag Media Summit, it's been a little bit of an evolution now. And if I understand right, this is a record attendance this year.
Yes, we have 620 prepaid attendees. We always have a few more that get added to that, but it is record attendance, and we believe that is due to the fact that it's in the Midwest, where a lot of ag journalists, ag communicators live, and a lot of people could actually drive to the event this year.
Well, looking at this year's program, tell us a little bit about what we've got. I mean, I know almost more than any other conference I go to, this is a lot about professional improvement here.
We do enjoy having the program set up around professional development for all people, in not just journalists, photographers, but also marketers, sales people, as well as executives. There we have some leadership type sessions. This year we continued our deep dive sessions, which we have one this year in design, photography, and writing. And that gets more in depth with one speaker about how you can become a better writer, designer, photographer, and really gets in depth on those different subjects. So those were well received last year, so we decided to continue those this year.
And, you know, besides the fact that we have Livestock Publications Council, Ag Editors, again this year we have the ACT group. Lots of students here from, and they do some, this kind of is their annual meeting, right?
Yes, they also have their annual meeting. They have sessions of their own, but they also attend several of our sessions. We have a lunch specifically to honor student award winners and stress to them that the people, the companies here, the people that you meet may be future employers. And so we've found that is very important. And I actually had a girl come up to me last night and we started talking, and she asked me why I enjoyed my job, and I went through the whole history of how I became an ag journalist, and we talked about one of my favorite things is making relationships with farmers and ranchers. And then as we got to speak talking further, I found out that she shows Angus cattle, which I grew up doing, and we knew several of the same people. And so those are the kind of things that are enjoyable about this event.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of professional improvement, but we have plenty of time to network and social time. Another thing that was started fairly recently is tied in with the conference, a community service project. What is it we're doing this year?
This year we are donating small toys and gift cards and children's books to Riley Children's Hospital, which is, if you're from the Indianapolis area, it is a very highly thought of children's hospital. And having a child that has been in the hospital myself, I know how important that program is. They really try to get the kids comfortable with, as comfortable as they can be with being in a hospital with all the procedures that are happening, just kind of giving them something to distract them that they actually can take home. So we've asked attendees, companies to donate to that. We have a lot of books, agriculture books, tractors, little animals, we wanted to spread the agriculture cheer.
Good. Well, and I'm hoping to have the opportunity to go with you there tomorrow to visit. Let's see. Where are we going to be next year?
We will be in Scottsdale, Arizona at Gainey Ranch. And I personally have never been to Arizona. They say it's very hot this time of year. But we will obviously be inside. And they say it's a dry heat, unlike where I'm from in Iowa, where it's not that. So we're really looking forward to it. It'll be the about the same time. I, off the top of my head, can't think of the exact dates, but the same time, the end of July, 1st of August.
Well, anything else about this year's program? I think we maybe should just get one mention in, the fact that the Ag Editors has a Professional Improvement Foundation, and then we have the Ag Relations Council kind of ties in with a silent auction here to raise some funds for youth programs.
Yes, obviously we have the ACT group with us. So we as ag communicators feel that continuing to support students in coming into our line of work is very important. So it's nice to see that there's a large silent auction offering, and usually everything brings pretty good money. So those are obviously things that we try to come up with a few new things that we can do. That's a continuing thing that's very well supported.
Yes, I'm hoping to bid. I don't know how often or high, but I'm going to get my name in there somewhere. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer, for visiting with me here. We're at the Ag Media Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.